This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show, because Wednesday, is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Well, you are if you've joined. If you've had enough foresight to think about that, yes, you have finally completed the toolkit. But just to drive that point home, I joined again by the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Where do we catch you? Are you mobile or are you in the office this time?
I am in the office right now.
I told Jason when he was calling, I said, "You got both numbers, don't you?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, let's just use one till he answers. So, okay.
That's probably the best way to do it.
Now, you were just up doing how many people? There's apparently a lot of people that don't understand, have no idea what's going to happen, despite my best efforts and your best efforts to educate them. You have to do a lot of seminars all the time about what's going to happen after the trigger, don't you?
Well, you know, I do, and it starts out, I think, last night I did one on handling the 911 call. Which is great because people really have no idea what a 911 call is going to be like. And so they get to hear these. They get to hear the confusion. They get to hear the silly questions being asked by the 911 operator. Some of them are scripted and can't jump from A to D where the person that's having the emergency is right now. And the stupid instructions that they ask people to do, and then the confusion and the horror and the crying and the laughing. And, hey, let me put you on hold for a minute. You know, think about that. You call 911. For whatever the emergency is, and all these were firearms related, and let me put you on hold for a minute. And we another call that I played, the first 10 seconds where the armed security guard is telling the 911 operator that there's an active killer and what's going on. She's not paying attention, and then 10 seconds into the call, she says, "Now, what were you saying? What's the nature of the emergency?" And so he starts all over again. And then throughout the course of that, you know, I talk about how to handle the 911 call, what the true purpose of that 911 call is, which is to summon help, and that's it. Not to pontificate, not to say, "Oh, my God, I wish I wouldn't have pulled the trigger. Why'd I do that?" Well, you better know why you did that or you're really in trouble. So we don't need to be saying that as good guys and girls with guns, because we're good people and we feel bad about something like that happens. And so we want to make sure that just because we don't know the rules, we don't want to get caught because of that. And that's why we say nothing. And we say nothing because of the psychological aspects, Bill, the physical or the threatening encounter, which you went through yourself, the tunnel vision, the norepinephrine right in your system, you know, everything that goes along with that. And now you're asked to tell somebody what happened. You have no clue what happened. And that's why we summon help. My name, I was in fear for my life. There's been a shooting. Send the ambulance and police. I'm 6'2", bald, in a white T-shirt and boxer shorts, and I will be in my driveway. And then you hang up, and that's it. And then I'm hopeful that you have Second Call Defense to call or an attorney to call immediate afterwards. That way, when a 911 operator calls you back, you can't answer because you're on the phone.
I think with most people, they probably don't talk until they start talking. After that happens, and then it's like one of those mudslides that takes the trees and the light poles with it. It just looks like the whole mountain's just going down the side, just neat as can be, but it's a mudslide. Right. It just becomes like a vocal vom, you know, vocal diarrhea. Just everything is spilling out, just and you know.
And yeah, but, and again, because we can't practice for a lethal force event or having to use our firearm in lethal force or in self-defense, we start thinking about it, and we put ourselves in certain positions and use our imagination. And by listening to the 911 call, it really sets the tone for the type of terror and the type of pressure you're going to be under. So it's a great teaching tool. And then to talk about sight and call defense throughout the course of that, and so everybody understands what you're going to be going through. And, you know, when I do the lethal force and the law one, the only reason why you use lethal force in America, for the most part, except for a few exceptions, is when you're in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm. And then after you've subjectively made that decision, how do I make Bill Frady, a member of the jury, understand that I was reasonable? Well, I point out that the attacker had the ability, had the opportunity to hurt me, and that I was, in fact, in fear of death and serious bodily injury or harm. And those are the legal elements necessary to prove your case of affirmative defense. So, and of self-defense. So, you know, it all goes together. Talking about the law, using examples, listening to 911 calls, answering questions when people truly don't understand. Bill, how are you going to know when it's time to use lethal force? Well, Sean, I'll just know when it happens. And that's the favorite thing I ask these people. And I say, I'll know when it happens. I say, how would you like to know when you can? Legally. And then it takes all that mystery away. You don't have to wait for the hairs on your arms to stand up.
Yeah, the two times I've drawn as a civilian, it was completely instinctive. I had one guy in a truck telling me that I was going to give him a ride or he was going to mess me up. So then he got a real close look at a Glock barrel. The end of it, real close. And, I mean, I didn't think about what I was doing. I didn't get up there and say, well, and, you know, back then, you know, these kind of discussions, we weren't having these kind of discussions in the 90s. It was just, you were rolling the dice on some of this stuff. And so.
But if you know all the elements, And you have that idea, then you can instantly make that decision because your brain has the ability to process things extremely quickly. So you don't know that you're having this conversation with yourself. The decision's been made for you already that you're, number one, you're going to defend your body with lethal force. And number two, I know what it takes. And right there's all the elements right there, and I'm moving and I'm going. But if you have to step back and think, now, can I use lethal force, and how can I? And, you know, I took a concealed carry course, so we really didn't talk about when I could pull the trigger. We talked about how to clear my garment when I was drawing the handgun. So, you know, it's one of the same. You have that knowledge and make the decision.
That's, I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to, I guess you would need to educate yourself to, you know, you got to know about disparity of force. You got to know. And I've read the things that you put out about the opportunity and the, you know, all this other stuff.
The ability.
Yeah. So.
That's part of the education process.
I read upon the doctrine of Maloney. So, I mean, all of that, knowing all of that stuff, it makes it a little bit easier to do it. It doesn't change what's about to happen to you when you do it, but it does help you make a determination as to whether to do it or not. So
at least you start out with the knowledge to make the right decision, so you think. Again, I can't imagine. I mean, you've been in that position, so you have a better idea, and then your military training, you have an even better idea of how you're going to react or act. So there's certain circumstances, and that's why it's a subjective test. When you're standing in front of somebody, it doesn't matter what the jury would have done. It matters subjectively what you would have done based on your life experience and who you are. And by using the ability, the opportunity, and the fact that you're in jeopardy, that explains to the jury why you know, Bill Frader or me, Sean Maloney, felt that I was in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm. Subjectively, this is what I think I did. And if we're in front of a jury, we have competent counsel, that'll bring that out. But again, if you've never talked to anybody, you don't have an attorney immediately after you pulled the trigger, then there's two or three or four or five hours of statements recorded and written that your attorney has to overcome. And
hang on, coming into the break. We'll carry this on. We're about to go into some good stuff. This is Talk of Faith. We'll be right back.
largest selection of knife armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now,
you are ready.
If you take that step, yes, you are. Joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Now, we talked earlier today about this cat, this pilgrim in New York State, Ortiz. And one thing I did not ask you was this. You have the Defender plan and the plan above that are 19 and how much is the top?
Yeah, we have the Defender for $19.95, the Ultimate for $39, and then the Ultimate Plus for $49.95.
And what is the lowest plan?
The lowest plan is the basic, which doesn't really offer you the civil suit protection or the civil suit damages, which is the liability portion that we talked about.
Okay. So let's talk about this cat, this Ortiz cat right now. Now, he probably, because, you know, I'll ask a lot of people from time to time, do you think about having legal services and do you think about having that as you carry your gun about? And they'll either tell me, huh, or they'll tell me about something else they've heard about that they've been thinking about that they haven't done anything about, right? So
yes.
So most of the people around here, as we both know, are not partaking of something like Second Call Defense. However, is it possible that this Ortiz cat, thinking that it would be so prohibitive, I mean, this sort of, what he's proposing, this liability thing in New York State, sort of smacks of that time after the Civil War when they were telling the newly emancipated black Americans that the only kind of guns they could buy were the Army or Navy pistols, which they couldn't afford. But, you know, the other pistols that were out there, and there's Remington was a big name back then and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
People could afford them, but the newly emancipated black Americans were not allowed to buy them. They made it prohibitive, cost prohibitive for them to own a gun. Is this guy just being ignorant, not knowing that there's actually a product out there right now? They would actually do that?
I have a feeling because, after we spoke, I read all I could find about Ortiz and what he was doing. And never say never when you're dealing with New York State. That's one thing that we've learned. And even in the few articles I've read, they've talked about, well, you know what, if they pass a law and they require this insurance and nobody's offering that insurance and you can't have a gun because it'd be breaking the law. I got news for them. Second Call Defense already has that in place. And, you know, and that would be great for my company if states started requiring insurance. But I can promise you one thing, and I'll tell you one thing. I will fight with every inch of my life to keep that from happening. Because what it is they're trying to put another impediment in your way and my way and all of your listeners' way to try to keep us from owning firearms, to make it harder for us to do it, to give us more red tape. Because you know what? As far as negligence is concerned, negligence is negligence. And your insurance policies out there, you know, can cover, but if you're going to make them specifically firearms related, we have that coverage. But we have that coverage because, you know, our members, maybe they're going to have a negligent discharge in the woods or on the range. And maybe something's going to happen and they want to be responsible gun owners. But you know what? We don't need the government forcing us to do anything. We don't need the government to be stepping in and ruining another program. And you're exactly right. They're putting barriers up like they put the barriers up for the African Americans after the Civil War. They're putting barriers up to make it more expensive and to make it more difficult to exercise a God-given right that they have no control over, that they were tasked to protect that right, and they do everything but that. And I want to state one more time, I will do everything in my power to make sure something like this never happens.
I know that, I believe that. I know you will, because that's your specialty, is wreaking havoc. And at the same time, I kind of think what we ought to do, and I don't know, and I think we ought to do it from the standpoint of the existing infrastructure that you have already, because I know people in New York. I know people in New York are listening, right? I know they're listening right now. And, you know, Ortiz is out there saying, well, this could cost as much as $100 a month, except you've got one that will cost $20.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They cover so much more than he wants. And I think we ought to let that leak out, that's actually a product out there.
Right. And you know what? And it may even encourage New York State people to buy firearms and to protect themselves and make sure that they're exercising their constitutional rights. And I truly believe the hammer's going to fall on the SAFE Act and a lot of laws in New York when the right Supreme Court gets there and these cases get to the Supreme Court for review, because really, you'll have a very hard time convincing me, and you shouldn't even probably try, that the impediments and the laws with firearms ownership and concealed carry in New York State in any way, you know, protect a person's Second Amendment rights and don't do anything but violate them, because I'm absolutely positive that they violate our Second Amendment rights, and especially dealing with the SAFE Act.
That would be sort of like taking the Alinsky rules and snatching the book out of their hand and slapping them in the face with it.
That would be nice, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy. That's been happening a lot lately. I just, I've got a special place in my heart for New York. You know, Kirsten Gillibrand is out there right now saying that people that use silencers kill people and nobody ever knows it happened.
Yeah, when you're shot with a silencer, the body disappears too. I don't know if you knew that.
It can only disappear if you know a pig farmer or somebody that has a bumper chroming plant. And I don't even know if they chrome bumpers anymore.
You know what? Before I came down, I went home real quick. I'd been in the office all day, and I grabbed something to eat real quick. And Chuck Schumer was being interviewed by Fox. And I had to go out before I came in the office. I had to slam my head in the car door 5 or 6 times to get my mind right after I listened to his dribble for 2 or 3 minutes. And folks, all you have to do is listen to a person like that to know that you can never let your foot off the gas. That if we're complacent for one moment, they will try to take everything they possibly can back, and they will try to take advantage of us. It's ridiculous. And he was talking with things about Obamacare and other related things, and you were thinking, what planet is he from, and what are you smoking, and how often do you go to Colorado, is what I was thinking.
You know, I'm waiting to see if Harry Reid suddenly gets murdered in a tragic smelting accident or something, and because Schumer finally understands what, you know, Durbin was next in line, but he picked Schumer. And I'm sure I'm beginning to think that maybe there was a backdoor deal between Durbin's going, you know, I don't want this. You just hand it off to old Chucky there.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the next break, so let's talk a little bit about Second Call Defense. If you join them and you use any form of my name, you're going to get the first month for free for an already ridiculously low amount of money. It'll take you till, if you're my age at 55, it'll take you 20 years to spend as much as your bail will cost you if you shoot somebody in self-defense. And that's why you should be a member. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. I do speak English. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. John, did you know that you were sponsoring this portion of the show? Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, the portion of this portion.
Well, you know what? Not everybody's tongues work at the same pace that everybody else does, and you have a lot going on in your mind, so.
I'm trying to decide if this hour is, or this show, you know, you're the title sponsor. I'm trying to decide whether this is the old Iran or the missile. Anyway, I see you having a conversation in the chat room with Keith. Am I to understand that you have a portion or some seminars going on for continuing education for a concealed carry permit holder?
Yeah, I do a premier shooting and training in Westchester, Ohio. Probably had about 50 or 60 people last night. We filled the room up, and we'll do it again. And last night's was handling the 911 call, making it. And then we played several different 911 calls so people can understand. And I do seminars probably every other week, and I'm doing one also, a quick one next week, because most of the concealed carry laws in the state of Ohio change on March 21st. We have a lot of changes that were made. They're all good for us, but I do a seminar to make sure everybody understands what the new laws are going to be before the police do. And I'm not being critical of the police, but generally speaking, concealed carry laws throughout the United States probably changed more than anything. And I always use the example that on March 20th, they're going to be in roll call. They're going to be handed a sheet of paper with bullet points on the new laws. And they're going to put them in their briefcases or in a glove compartment or put them in their locker. And they're really not going to pay attention to what those are. And so I at least want the concealed carry holder, the good guy and girl with the gun, to make sure they understand the laws. And I also instruct them quite regularly, even though the police officer is wrong, please don't tell them that at 2:30 in the morning on the side of the street.
Now, I have found that cooperating with them, no matter what the case, I mean, in South Carolina, I don't have to give them my gun, but every time they stop me, I offer it to them.
Right.
Just to make them less nervous. And, you know, sometimes they take me up on it. I don't get stopped that much. I'm not some desperado on the run or anything.
But, you know, and I always tell people, if you cooperate with the police, 99.9% of the time you're going to be talking to a good police officer. But even if you're not, it does you no good to argue and not follow instructions.
No, it's not really going to get you anywhere. Is it just going to make them mad? And then they're going to find something wrong. They're going to find something to give you a citation for or something, and if anything else. Now, I'm presuming that this thing about the 911 operator I'm seeing is also part of what you've been teaching and everything else. That. Are there people that actually believe the 911 operator? I mean, here in South Carolina, the 911 operator is not a cop. They don't know anything. They're just they're a phone operator.
Right. And some of them receive different varying forms of training. Some are just by nature terrible what they do because they can't handle stress, pressure. They don't listen. Others are very good. And like Keith said in the chat room, you know, I went in thinking that these people would take control and they knew what they're doing. Well, that's the last thing that a 911 operator does. And until you understand and listen to a few 911 calls, you have no idea what you're in store for. So I always tell people to listen to this. We talk about it. Do you hear how ridiculous this was? I remind people that if there's an active threat in front of you, put the phone down. You can't do more than one thing at a time, and you should be worried about defending your life, not answering the 911 operator, whether they drove or walked to your house, which seems to be a common question. Not asking, do you know what they look like? Most requested seminars when I have all the 911 calls in place and we have time to do it. I have a lot of calls that I didn't bring that were specifically related just because I found some new ones. You know, I found there were a shooting in the theater shooting so you could hear the confusion. The Columbus Mall shooting where for an hour and 20 minutes all you could hear were different police officers from different jurisdictions trying to figure out where in the hell they were at. And so I tell people, you're on your own, folks. Make sure you have a plan. Make sure when you sit in a restaurant, you know where the exits are. You know what's behind you. Make sure you have a plan because this is what's going to happen to the best trained officials. Nobody's ready for active killers in America. I'm sorry. There's very few police officers or departments that are ready for that. And plus, by the time they mobilize and get there, any plans already went out the window. And it's too late.
Well, the other thing, just out of curiosity, I've often wondered this because I run around with one just in case this happens, is being a concealed carrier, do you think that's a good reason to have a headset for your phone with you so that if you have to get involved in something like that, you can plug up or have Bluetooth or something to where you can have both hands free and still maintain the conversation?
Not a bad idea at all. You know, and in fact, that's a good idea. And hopefully you can remember everything and use that after a situation like that. But I still get a lot of questions. Well, if I have a TCCC kit with a tourniquet and chest seals in my car, is a prosecutor going to try to prosecute me for being prepared and knowing that I was going to use a gun? I said, no, you're a good citizen. I said, maybe 25 years ago, before we were educated populace on firearms, someone may have tried to do that. But, you know, any good criminal defense attorney is going to say, I dare you to try to chastise my client for having a first aid kit. But, you know, people still think about that, and they still worry about that. But anything you can do to prepare yourself in life to get home safely or maybe help your neighbor get home safely, it's a good thing. And yeah. And that includes carrying a firearm. I'm not, you know what, everybody listening to my voice right now, if we're sitting in a restaurant and you're carrying your concealed firearm or open carrying, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of you, and God bless the person that comes in to try to hurt me, because I know you guys got my back, and that's the way I've always thought.
Yeah, and that's not, and I'm not afraid of them either, and that's not me saying, because I'm so bad, I'm not afraid of them because they're so law-abiding and they're not going to do anything bad or criminal. So
exactly.
I don't have to be afraid of them. So
exactly.
I mean,
that's the exact point. When they were passing restaurant carry in Ohio 5 or 6 years ago, I got called by several newspapers, and they want to know, well, what would you feel like if you're in a restaurant with your family and somebody, a concealed carry holder, sat down, unbeknownst to you, at the table beside you? And I would say, God, that'd be the greatest thing in the world.
Well, how would
I'd
you know?
I'd be protected. Exactly. And how would you know? If you look at statistically at the number of concealed carry holders based on Ohio permits alone, you're yeah. looking at about one out of every 19 people you meet are carrying concealed.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing I don't get about some of these people that are out there saying that, well, you know, do we want guns around? Well, whether you know it or not, they are right now. They're around you right this minute.
That's why those poor folks can't argue anymore. All the facts and statistics are against them, Bill.
I know. Second Call Defense. Here's what you do. You go to secondcalldefense.org. $20 a month gets you the Defender Plan. That's everything under the sun. That's your carpets cleaned. That's psychological counseling if you need it. Civil defense, criminal defense, get you out of jail. Whole lot of things you cannot quantify. You can't even possibly understand what's going on. All of this going into motion before you go to jail, if that's where you're going to go. That's what they do. This is why you need to be a member. It is the final piece. We'll be right back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Welcome back. It helps so much better when you're doing radio if you unmute the mic when it's time to talk. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again is Second Call Defense Meister, founder, CEO, Sean Maloney. You know, one thing that I see here, Keith, I believe Keith was at your seminar last night from what it's looking like. And he's talking about, I believe police officers actually are, when they finally get to the scene of a shooting, they have they have it worse than I do. If I'm the one having to defend, because I didn't have to think about it when it unfolded. I just have to deal with the aftermath. They get a call, then they get to drive on their way, trying to fight those reflexes and, you know, that physiological change, the fight or flight thing that's happening to them. And they get to think about it. They get to hear the radio chatter going back and forth. They know from which side they're coming. They're trying to figure out in their mind's eye what that looked like last time they were there. Finally, when they get out and get on the deck, if it's over with, they're still, I mean, they just got really jacked up. And I mean, I, on the other hand, am in the physiological shock and throwing up and everything else. I'm past the fight or flight. I'm just sitting there going into, you know, the aftermath. So, I would think for a police officer, it has to be worse than it is for a civilian defender. What do you think?
Well, I always tell people when I talk in my seminars, when you talk about the psychological responses to a threatening encounter, there's three people at the scene that are going through the same thing: the victim, the defendant, and the police officer. You know, I learned that firsthand by cross-examining the bad guy, the true bad guy, who was shot by my client. And, you know, and my client, unfortunately, fired a warning shot. Asked him, what did he think when the warning shot was fired? I didn't hear a warning shot. I had no idea there was a warning shot. Well, when did you first realize that you had been shot and that your femur had been shattered? Well, I never realized that until I got up to walk, and I fell, and I didn't know why I fell. Because of the adrenaline and the anesthetic effects and the norepinephrine, everything that was going through the body, the bad guy had no idea that he was shot. And I always say the police officers, and what Keith says, a lot of that is true. They're getting information secondhand from a 911 operator, so they're not getting the whole story. And they're trying to run through scenarios in their mind, however long it's taken them to get there. And if there's somebody on the scene already, they're trying to imagine, like you said, what's going on. And so by the time they're getting there, the adrenaline is pumping through their system, the norepinephrine, the same thing, and they're going to go into tunnel vision, hearing deprivation, and the same thing is happening with them if they're faced with a threatening encounter when they get there. Even if there's no obvious threatening encounter, they're still jacked up, as you said. And they're still ready to go, and they're ready to fight. They're turning into that fighting machine that God created for each and every one of us. And so a lot of what Keith's saying is right, and that's why at times if you're the good guy with a gun and things are over, you need to collect your thoughts. You need to make sure you don't have that gun in your hand. If it's not absolutely necessary to continue to protect your life when the police arrive, you want to holster it, you want to put it away. And that's why you want to make sure absolutely sure that everybody knows what you look like and who you are and that you're the good guy. So, you know, that's a good explanation of what's going on. The bad guy, the good guy, and the responding police officers are all in fighting mode.
But the good thing is that inevitably they shut it right back down as soon as they figure out that the scene is secure. That's got to be an extraordinary capability to have.
Right, and then there's all the dump, and then all of a sudden it's over with. And then your body is going through psychological and physical changes on because of that, too. So it ends up being a pretty emotional scene. I've seen everybody crying at murder scenes, at crime scenes, at, you know, at big fights, the victims, the defendants, you know, and very emotional police officers. When you think about what it must be like for a police officer to enter a Sandy Hook type scene and deal with that and come back out, or what it's like to all of a sudden on the side of the road writing a speeding ticket and be in a fight for your life.
Right.
You know, and that's what we got to remember. There's always that human element in each and every one of us. And subjectively, we're all going to react differently. And I'm reading a book. I wish I could remember the title of it. And it's all about how we react in these situations, how people in 911 in the towers, different people reacted, how the people that were in the 1993 bomb explosion in the towers and that were actually in 9-1 on the 9-11 incident, how they reacted, what we go through as human beings, you know. And it's a very good process because you start to understand what we do. And there's predictors. There's certain predictors of who we are and how we act and on non-emergency situations that give us an indication of what we're going to react like in an emergency situation and how you can kind of prepare yourself. I remember to bring that book in, or at least remember the title of it. I'm in the middle of reading it right now.
Is it one of Grossman's books? It sounds like something he would write.
Yeah, it's not Grossman, but it's a Grossman-like book, and it's very informative. And you know what? People like you and I and everybody listening, we're going to love it. I don't know if the rest of the world will love learning about that, but all of a sudden when they take you through the interviews with the survivors of 9-11 in these towers, and they talk to a woman who was thinking, boy, I can't believe that must be the airline pilot had a medical issue and just didn't know what was going on. And then when the second plane hits, her mind is saying, I can't believe those jets were racing each other and it could be that careless. Because your brain doesn't want to believe what's happened until there's a point in time when they finally rationalize it. And the important part is, how long does it take you and I to rationalize things and get to the part in time or the point in time where it's time to protect ourselves and react versus some people never get there.
Right. Yeah, I get that. I understand that. I just...
Well, and you've been, you know, and so many of the things I say to you, Bill, you've been here before. I mean, you've had experiences that a lot of the rest of us haven't had.
Yeah, but the thing about those experiences is that those things that, you know, it's really quite a matter of what have you done for me lately. I'm only as good as the last one. And
that's true.
So far, both times I've been right, and I haven't been penalized for being right. And the next time, you know, I completely understand that the gun is not a cure-all. Knowing how to use a gun, knowing when to use a gun, gives me a slight percentile higher degree of survivability, but it is not a default position that it's just going to happen just because I have it. So, you know, there's other things that I have to bring to the fight, which I'm a lot more aware now than I was when I was in the military. So, but it, I have, from what I understand, you know, Jim Cirillo, who was that legendary New York City cop who was in, what, 19 gunfights and was one of all. I'm pretty sure that he feels the same way, that each one, he had to be faster. He had to be fast enough to beat the guy that he was fighting. So, and he had to be accurate enough, and he had to be right to beat the guy that he was fighting. So experience in that, in the military, we used to say, beware the old man that has been in this profession a long time because he obviously knows what he's doing. That does, you still don't get out there and you're not smoking the Lucky Strikes and getting in the Testarossa after it's done and taking off with your partner. So, I mean, it's the human element, like you said, does come into play.
Well, unfortunately, in today's day and age, we have ways to reenact things like that. All the technology out there in our computers for dry fire practice, the simulators now that people have in their basements are amazing. And what they can do. So we have the opportunity really to become as good as we want to become and have time for. And with the ability to dry fire, I don't want to hear the excuse that we didn't have time to go to the range. You didn't have time to go in your basement for 5 minutes?
Yeah. Let me sell a few memberships if I can. Right, in
please.
The meantime we have. Second call defense. You're buying into a guy whose middle name is Havoc. He goes places in the grassroots and creates havoc. He goes to the NRA board, he creates havoc. He goes out and he educates people, or he stirs up the grassroots, or he creates a service that is all encompassing and it never stops. I mean, it takes me forever just to catch him on the phone. We were in the same building last year for 4 days and I still haven't met him. So, second call defense. Any portion of my name gets you first month free, and you have joined something that completes your toolkit, and we're going to rectify the whole meeting thing in about a month. So thank you for joining me this evening.
Hey, thanks again for having me, and stay safe, everybody.
All right.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's Big Agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.